Welcome to the MPFT podcast. I'm Tom Harrison, Communications Manager at MPFT, and today's subject is around Project Synergy, which you may have heard of, but if not, don't worry, as today's guest will be giving you the details on what that all means. I have with me today...
Hi, I'm Chris Sands, I'm Chief Financial Officer for MPFT.
I'm Alex Brett, I'm Chief People Officer here at MPFT.
Thank you for both coming along. This podcast today, we just want to discuss what is Project Synergy, why now, and sort of what is the benefit to our staff and service users as this project progresses. A lot of people may have heard about this in conversations around the trust. So I can start with you, Chris, if that's okay. Can you tell us a bit about what is Project Synergy? What are the aims and objectives of this project?
So Project Synergy is the trust's response to some of the workforce challenges that we're facing at the moment. What we're trying to achieve is to look at how we can make a transformational change around our workforce. And to do that, we've got to do things that are different to what we've done previously. And what's different about Project Synergy is we're taking a transformational approach whereby we focus some of the trust resources in a particular area where we've got a particular wicked issue, and trying to take much more of a project management approach, put the resources in the right place, encourage innovation, and empower our staff to do things in a different way. So it's very much about how can we attract more people into our organisation. Once we've attracted them into our organisation, how do we onboard them? How do we retain them? And then looking into more of the medium term, how can we develop our workforce planning to attract the right people into our organisation so we've got a steady pipeline of staff? And then finally, it's also about trying to significantly reduce our reliance on agency spend, because we want to have much more substantive staffing to support the care that we provide.
Thank you, Chris. Alex, from your perspective?
Project Synergy, as Chris has articulated, was a response and a recognition that I guess we needed to use our collective resources across the organisation to collaborate on this. I think, as Chris has said, big wicked issues here that we, I think, recognised couldn't be addressed by just one part of the organisation. Actually, it needed a trust-wide response with all of our resources wrapped around it to problem solve, to think differently. As Chris has said, think about the innovation, the creativity, and really think about what's the art of the possible in this space to address the challenges that we've got. So really as a different way of thinking and a different way of collaborating, which is exciting too.
Yeah, so it's not just around the recruitment aspect, but all the parts that build into that as well. So I suppose in a local or national context, why Synergy now? Why has it come up now as a need?
We know that workforce is a big challenge across the country, and we know that it's a big challenge within MPFT as well. And at the moment, we've got a vacancy rate in the region of around 12%. So we felt that we needed to do something different, because this is a risk that's across the country, and it's probably our biggest risk within MPFT in terms of how do we get the right workforce. So we wanted to do something different. We wanted to get ideas from the organisation, and we wanted to put some particular focus around workforce. And that's what we're trying to do through Project Synergy, trying to get that organisational focus on a big issue where we're hoping to see some real benefits by putting that organisational focus on in the future. It's about having the right staff in the right place at the right time. And to do that, we do need to start making MPFT more attractive to people coming into our organisation. As Alex said, I think it's an exciting time to do this project, because it does allow us to look at doing things differently, look at innovation, but also getting us fit for purpose for the future.
I'll just chip in there to add to what Chris has just articulated, because that future focus bit is really key. So every organisation across the country is struggling with their workforce challenges, and we're no different here. And it's a difficult one to make a step change on when actually we know we've got people leaving, so retention is an issue, but equally people seeing health and care as an attractive place to come and work. And obviously everybody will be aware of the challenges around the national picture about pay, cost of living, and a number of other pressures. So as Chris has said, we need to look at this a bit differently. We've got that's going to be published probably just early in the new year, and Chris has talked a little bit about that future focus and being fit for the future, a national workforce strategy that's going to be landing. And that will become a really key document for us. And what we also want to do is get ahead of the game. I think we've got a good track record here at MPFT around the way that we do things and our thinking around, workforce planning, new roles, thinking differently, working out into schools and colleges and the whole sort of people elements. But actually, we've got to do things differently and think through a different lens that is about the future and how are we going to operate and think differently around our workforce. So that's why now, in addition to the risks that we face as an organisation and regionally and nationally.
Thank you both. So when it comes to the projects and as things progress and innovations come out of this, how do you see the benefits to staff coming out of this? So, or benefits to, say, our service users who obviously using these services, people can understand why vacancy rates might affect services. But I suppose what benefits do you see coming from Synergy that will affect both staff and service users?
Well, the intention through Synergy is to significantly reduce the number of vacancies we've got at the moment, either through recruitment or retention. And that has a number of benefits. So, for example, it allows us to provide safe staffing on our inpatient wards. We know that coming out of COVID, that we've got some areas where we've got backlog and waiting lists. So it'll allow us to reduce some of those waiting lists and improve access for our patients. By having substantive staff, it means that we can ensure that they're appropriately trained, they've done the appropriate mandatory training, they've done the appropriate local area training and the training required for their specific profession. And it also encourages more of team working because you're working with the same people on a regular basis. And all of that has benefits to both staff and to patients. So we feel that if we are able to make the progress that we're planning to in terms of reducing our vacancy rate, then that will have a significant positive effect for both staff and for patients.
And of course, Tom, we've always maintained at MPFT, that people are at the heart of what we do, and we believe that in terms of our staff. And I think Chris has talked about making MPFT that fantastic place to work, which is, of course, the strap line of our strategy. But how that translates on the ground, I think Chris has articulated. We can't divorce almost the fact that what happens in terms of our staff affects patient care. The two go hand in hand. So actually, if we get it right for our staff, we get it right for our patients. So what's also important in this is the whole piece around staff support. We've got a lot of pressure out there. We know that in our services. We've got people really feeling the pressure, not just as a result of COVID, but of course, as a result of some of the gaps that we've got, some of the pressures, some of the demand that's placed on our clinical and operational teams. And actually, Project Synergy also seeks to support some of that by, as Chris has said, reducing our vacancies, reducing our agency spend, and having that more consistent sort of approach in terms of staffing, which will in turn mean that staff hopefully will feel more supported and give that sort of better career framework. Because, of course, part of this as well is about those career frameworks and those plans for staff going forward in terms of new roles, and what does that look like as well. So really thinking with a different lens in terms of how we approach some of this.
No, that's brilliant. Thank you. And I was going to touch upon sort of, I know one of the focus areas of Project Synergy is sort of growing our own. I was going to touch upon development opportunities. And I suppose, Chris or Alex, do you want to touch upon sort of the four different focus areas of Synergy, breakdown of what they're around?
Yeah, so the four areas of focus are around recruitment and attraction, retention and onboarding, workforce planning, and around reducing reliance on agency spend. So if you take those in order, the recruitment and attraction is looking at how do we get people within the organization? How could we do things differently? How do we make MPFT attractive and the place that everybody wants to work? In terms of retention onboarding, we know that we lose a lot of staff within the first year of them being with us. So how do we encourage people to stay within the organization? How do we give them opportunities so they can develop themselves within the organization? In terms of workforce planning, how can we look at innovative ways in terms of how we staff our different services in the future? And again, how do we provide opportunities through that workforce planning so people have got a real career pathway? And finally, we know that we spend too much resource on agency staffing, and we know that it's much better to have substantive staff in place rather than an agency who may change from shift to shift. So again, it's that the project is looking at how do we look on a number of different levels around making sure we've got more substantive staff so the reliance on agency reduces over time.
Thank you, Chris. So I'll just end it there. Thank you both for coming. I suppose I just wanted to end with how staff can find out more. So there is an intranet page called Project Synergy where staff can obviously find out more and listen to these podcasts as more are produced. So thank you both for coming. Thank you for your time.